Proclamation number 3717, dated the March 18, 1946. Living faith and its strength. Living faith can move mountains. This is just a phrase to you, since you have not yet put the strength of faith to the test and thus don't know its effectiveness. You don't know that the profoundly faithful human being avails himself of my strength, and therefore everything is possible for him. However, how deep should this faith be in order to achieve everything the human being wants? In order to possess such strength of faith, the human being's bond with me must be so heartfelt that he no longer feels like an individual being, but as an inseparable part of me which is permeated by the strength which originates from me. He must always and forever feel me close to him. He must have become so certain of my presence that he thinks, speaks and behaves in this conviction. And since he acknowledges me as supreme love, wisdom and omnipotence, since this belief has therefore become his firm conviction, he sets no limits to my activity, and thus no limits exist for him either, because he feels himself a part of me myself and permeated by my strength. Faith like this accomplishes everything, and thus also things which lie beyond human ability. Then he will be able to work miracles, and yet they are merely the natural processes of a human being who is how he should be on earth, who has reached his goal and placed his soul into a state of maturity which is close to its original state. Such firm faith necessitates total dedication to me, complete detachment from earthly things. It requires unification with me through love. Only a constantly lovingly active person can have such firm and profound faith, for unification with me must first have taken place before the person will feel so close to me that my presence guarantees every action according to my will. The strength of love flowing to him due to his loving activity must fortify his faith, because it gives evidence of me in my presence. And anyone who can feel me in himself and next to him also knows that he will never ever separate from me again, that he can also avail himself of my strength with impunity, because it is my own will that he should take effect instead of me, in order to prove the strength of faith and love to his fellow human beings, in order to testify to my love and omnipotence, which thus provides strength to the living creation whose nature changed into love. Faith will move mountains. You should all acquire this profound faith, and you, too, will be able to achieve anything on this earth. First shape yourselves into love, then your faith will also increase and become a living faith, that is, it will be able to become active, whilst faith without love remains lifeless faith, a faith only according to the word, but which lacks all strength. The words, "I believe," are not enough to induce my working through you, for you must be able to truly believe in your heart, and this living faith is only possible through constant activity of love, through which you receive the strength from me in order to be effective and even implement the apparently impossible. Profound faith achieves everything. Nevertheless, it requires my presence, and you can only secure this through loving activity. Hence, love comes first, and if you lack love, you also lack faith. No matter how repeatedly you try to assure your faith through words. So now you can understand why I keep preaching love, why I send my disciples into the world in order to spread my teaching of love. It is certainly possible for you to intellectually acquire faith in a power which is exceedingly kind, powerful and wise. Yet you can only enter into contact with this power through activity of love. Only then will this faith gain significance, for only then will you be able to avail yourselves of my strength and, in strong faith in me, let it become effective, as I have promised you. Amen.